1-14节。
Naaman, commander of the army of King of Syria, was a great man with his master and in high favor. Because of him, the Lord gave victory to Syria.
先前亚兰人成群的出去，从以色列国夺了一个小女子，这小女子就服侍乃曼的妻。她对主母说，巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知，必能治好他的大麻风。乃曼进去告诉他主人说，以色列国的女子如此如此说，亚兰王说，你可以去，我也答信于以色列王。于是乃曼带银子使他连得金子6000舍克勒，衣裳10套，就去了，且带信给以色列王，信上说，我打发臣仆乃曼去见你，你接到这信就要治好他的大麻风。以色列王看见了信，就撕裂衣服说，我岂是神，能使人死使人活呢？这人竟打发人来叫我治好他的大麻风，你们看一看，这人何以寻隙攻击我呢？神人以利沙听见以色列王撕裂衣服，就打发人去见王说，你为什么撕裂了衣服呢？可使那人到我这里来，他就知道以色列中有先知了。于是乃曼带着车马到了以利沙的家，站在门前。以利沙打发一个使者对乃曼说，你去在约旦河中沐浴7回，你的肉就必复原而得洁净。乃曼却发怒走了，说，我想他必定出来见我，站着求告耶和华他神的名，在患处以上摇手治好这大麻风。大马士革的河亚巴拿和法尔法岂不比以色列的一切水更好吗？我在那里沐浴不得洁净吗？于是气愤愤地转身去了。他的仆人近前来对他说，我父啊，若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？何况说你去沐浴而得洁净呢？于是乃曼下去，照着神人的话，在约旦河里沐浴7回，他的肉复原，好像小孩子的肉，他就洁净了。
We had known our speaker for this morning to be usually the translator.
我们知道今天上午的讲员通常是我们的翻译官。
And today he will be giving us the message from God's word.
啊，但是今天他要传讲信息。
He will be translated by our distinguished faculty and academic dean for the Chinese track.
啊，今天为我们翻译的是我们众所周知的我们的领长了。
Okay. The title for his message is Extraordinary for the Ordinary.
今天他所传讲的是平凡的信息，但是有不平凡。
Let us all welcome Pastor Paul Yu and Elder Alan Lee.
好，我们一起来欢迎刘牧师和林长老。
被提升了哈，当牧师了。
It's good. I'm now a pastor.
我相信做讲员应该是比做翻译好一些。
I think it's better to be the preacher than the translator.
因为做讲员有点像受直接漠视。
Because as a speaker, it looks like that you have direct inspiration from God.
做翻译呢，只能是间接的漠视。
And the translator only has an indirect inspiration.
我相信我们是生活在一个追求名牌效应的时代。
And I think we live in a time wherein we look for position and power.
只要有名气就有很高的价值。
And therefore, if you have the name, probably you also have a very high value.
同样是鞋，一双解放鞋跟一双阿迪达斯的价值可能相差几十倍。
And as you look at an ordinary pair of shoes, but you compare that with an Adidas pair of shoes, there's a lot of difference.
美国可口可乐公司的老板说，他说，即使我的财产一夜之间全部失去，我照样可以东山再起，因为我的名牌，我的那个品牌价值就有300亿美元。
Although one time that the owner of the Coke company has lost everything, and yet because of the name that he has already have for that particular drink, he was able to come back.
人们把名牌呢称为一种烧不烂的黄金名片。
什么名片？
烧不烂的黄金名片。名牌。
Oh, okay. So if you have if you have something that has a name, okay, and it's like gold.
名人的价值更是天价。
And the price is just astronomical.
比方说，皇家马德里队到中国的出场费，你知道多少钱吗
？I don't know.
The show fee of Real Madrid in China.
Okay.
是大概是4500万人民币。
Okay, that is how expensive that is. I don't even know that brand, you know.
It's a soccer team, anyway. Yeah, soccer team.
Okay.
今天在教会中也有名人效应这样的现象。
And even in the church today, sometimes, you know, people go for the name.
人们对大教会、大牧师、大布道家、大仆人趋之若鹜。
And people, you know, will run after big churches, big preachers, big evangelists.
有的时候很像追星族的味道啊。
And it's as if, you know, we are looking and we are running after gold.
当然我们都希望成为被神重用的仆人。
Of course, all of us would like to be servants who are greatly used by the Lord.
我们希望布道像唐崇荣一样有能力。
And we would like to be like Stephen Tong, who can be a good evangelist.
我们希望解经像摩根一样有亮光。
And we'd like to be an exegete like Morgan.
我们希望呢写书像鲁易斯和杨菲利一样有才气。
And we would like to be an author just like Philip Yancey.
但是很多时候，无论我们怎样努力，我们只是很平凡的传道人。
And yet, no matter how we strive, probably we will just end up to be a very ordinary person.
我们怎么也不能像他们那样有名气。
And we cannot reach the kind of standard that, or the kind of name that they have acquired for themselves.
除了我们教会当中的几十个人或者几百个人认识我们之外，没有多少人认识我们。
Maybe we are only known to some of the members of our church, maybe 100, and yet most of the people in this world will never know us.
弟兄姊妹们，但是不要小看自己的身份。
And yet we should not look down upon on who we are.
我们不能小看我们自己的潜力。
And we should not look down upon the kind of potential that is in us.
因为上帝不仅仅使用唐崇荣或者格培里那样的名目。
Because God didn't only use Stephen Tong and Billy Graham.
上帝也可以使用无名小卒。
And God also used somebody who is in fact is probably a nobody.
而且小卒也可以立大功。
Actually, a Mr. Nobody can also do something great.
我今天的题目是平凡中的不平凡。
And today, we are thinking about the ordinary people who are not ordinary.
在王下第五章，我们看到上帝使用一个卑微的使女，改变了一位将军或者元帅的命运。
In our scripture this morning, in chapter 5 of 1 Kings, we would see how a very lowly servant girl and has helped Naaman.
乃曼是一人之上，一人之下，万人之上。
We can say that Naaman is under one person, but over all the rest of the people.
他手下有千军万马。
And under him is a great army.
常常打胜仗。
And they have won a lot of battles.
非常得到亚兰王的赏识。
And the king of Aram liked him very much.
然而这位有权有势的元帅呢，也有他自己的无奈。
And yet there is something that is lacking in this person.
我们看到圣经说他患了麻风病。
We know that from the scripture that he has leprosy.
很多学者认为麻风病呢，在当时不见得是我们今天所认识的这种麻风病。
Some people thought that the leprosy at that time is maybe not very the same as what we know about leprosy today.
可能圣经中所指的麻风病呢，就是一种传染性的皮肤病。
And at that time, it could be a dermatological problem.
但是无论如何，乃曼的病呢，每天困扰着他。
And yet, you know, every day, Naaman was worried about his condition.
他可能皮肤肿胀。
The skin are inflamed.
可能已经流脓了。
It has pus.
可能有鳞屑慢慢的脱落。
Or maybe there are things like scales.
你知道这种病在当时的中东是被视为不洁净的。
So at that time, people look at people who have this kind of sickness as an unclean person.
当时的中东人认为这种病呢，得这种病的人呢是受到神明的惩罚。
And people would think that he was being punished by the gods.
所以乃曼知道自己如果这个病不治好，肯定要没有前途，要断送自己的仕途。
And therefore, Naaman would be thinking if his sickness is not being healed, then his future will be greatly affected.
可能他寻遍了所有的亚兰国的名医。
And maybe he has already consulted most of the great doctors in his country. And he has spent a lot of money.
但是没有人能治好。
And yet nobody can heal him.
突然有一天他听到这个以色列的婢女啊，掳来的婢女说，在撒玛利亚有先知可以治他的病。
Suddenly one day, he heard from this servant's girl that there is a prophet in Samaria who could heal his sickness.
平时没有人会注意到这个卑微的使女。
Probably nobody know this young girl.
圣经没有提到这个使女的名字。
And the Bible did not even talk about his name.
她就是一个好像人们不存从来不会重视的一个无名小卒。
Most likely she's a person whom people will not take another look.
她在一个角落里面默默地做自己的事。
And she just served in her own corner.
没有人会注意她。
Nobody will notice her.
但是这一天呢，这一次这个无名小卒的话呢，给乃曼带来了天大的喜讯。
And yet today, or at that time, this girl has brought good news to Naaman.
正是因为这个卑微使女的一句话，乃曼踏上了蒙恩之路。
And because of what she has said, Naaman has began his road to blessing.
上帝的确使用无名小卒。
God indeed used people who are unknown.
这个卑微的使女可能以前听过以利亚行神迹。
Probably the girl has heard about the miracles of Elijah.
也许她以前亲眼看过以利亚行神迹。
Or maybe she has witnessed Elijah's miracles.
但是今天她被掳到异国他乡。
But today she was in another country,
远离家人,
and she was far away from her hometown,
卖身为奴,
and she was a servant girl.
没有任何前途,
she doesn't have a future in a sense.
但是她没有因为自己悲惨的境遇而自怨自怜,
and yet at this point we see that she did not have self-pity.
她也没有塞住自己那个怜悯的心,
and yet she did not also close her heart and did not show mercy.
他也没有计算得失，哎呀，万一乃曼治不好病，回来可有没有可能杀掉他
？And probably she did not care about what's going, how it's going to end up for her in case the sickness is not cured.
他就是把自己所知道的告诉这位有需要的人。
She simply told him what Naaman need.
这位使女是我们今天传道人我们学习的典范。
I think this servant girl is an example whom we can emulate today as servants of God.
就是无论得时不得时，我们务要传道。
And that is whether it is in season or out of season, we will continue to share the gospel.
我真的盼望我们今天在接受神学装备的同时，我们不会失去那个起初传福音的火热。
I really hope that in the few years that we are here in seminary, that we will not lose the fire.That we have originally in sharing the gospel.
今年四月，我跟我太太在那个在中国坐火车。
This year, in April, my wife and I, we were on the train in China.
我们在我们就听到离我们不远的那个同一节车厢的一个位子上，有一位姊妹在传福音。
And we heard that, or we overheard that there's a sister in the same train, who was sharing the gospel.
这位中年姊妹没有高谈阔论。
This middle-aged woman, she did not. Share a lot of high-sounding theology.
她也没有引经据典。
And she did not probably use a lot of scriptures.
她也没有用很高超的技巧。
And she probably did not have a lot of skills.
她就是怎么样为周围的那些人读《创世纪》第一章，大声的朗读。
And she simply read to the people around her the first chapter of Genesis.
我就看到有些人用非常奇怪的眼光看着她。
And some people look at her, you know, with some questions in mind.
有些人呢，就是根本无暇理睬，就自己继续看自己的报纸。
And others would not even take note of her or hear what she is reading.
但是有一些人的确在仔细的听。
And yet there are others who are hearing her intently.
当时我就有一个很大的感慨，我说哇。我就跟我太太说，我们已经很久没有这样在车上传福音了。
At that point.I suddenly, you know, remember that for a long time we have not done this kind of evangelism on the road.
弟兄姊妹，你还记得你上一次传福音是什么时候吗？
Can we remember when's the last time that we shared the gospel with other people?
是半年前吗？
Probably half a year ago.
是一年前吗？
A year ago.
是五年前吗？
Or maybe 5 years ago.
也许我们自己都不记得了。
Probably we cannot even remember when's our last time that we shared the gospel.
因为太久了。
Because it could be a very long, long time ago.
我们知道在现实生活中我们知道这个福音我们并不是不相信福音的大能。
Actually, it is not that we do not believe in the power of the gospel.
而是我们知道这个福音在今天并不受人欢迎。
Probably we are thinking that people today do not like to accept the gospel.
我们害怕别人的嘲笑。
And probably we fear that people will laugh at us.
我们害怕被拒绝。
Probably we are afraid of being rejected.
我们害怕自己口才不好，知识不够。
Or probably we think that we don't have enough knowledge and we don't have the eloquence.
我们没有办法应付别人的刁难的问题。
And we cannot answer the difficult questions that they might ask.
我们害怕在今天这个一切向前看的中国，人们把我们视为异类或者视为弱者。
And even as we look at the progressive China, probably people will look at us as a very different species of people.
所以很多时候，当我们坐公共汽车或者坐火车、坐飞机的时候
，So even while we are taking public transport,
我们宁愿跟邻座的人谈天谈地
，And we can talk to our neighbors about anything.
谈任何我们感兴趣的话题或者他感兴趣的话题
，Talk about our interests and his interests.
但是我们就是不谈福音。
And anything except the gospel.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们有的时候真的是羞于启齿。
Probably we are still very ashamed to share the gospel.
我们守口如瓶。
And we just keep our lips tightly.
我们沉默是金呐。
And you know, we just think that silence is gold.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
的确，福音对大多数人来说没有什么吸引力。
And we can say that the gospel by itself probably is not very attractive.
因为福音只是那些贫穷的人。
Maybe you think that it's for the poor.
那些哀痛的人。
For those who are in pain.
那些饥渴慕义的人。
And those, you know, who thirst for righteousness.
那些绝望的人的福音。
Those who are hopeless.
因为圣经也告诉我们，十字架的道理在那些灭亡的人来说呢，是愚拙的。
And the Bible, like Paul, what Paul said, that the cross.Is something that is shameful to those who are wise.
然而在我们得救的人来说呢，却是神的大能。
And yet for us who are being saved, we know that it is the power of God.
我不知道乃曼的麻风病或者这个皮肤病长在什么地方。
I don't know where the leprosy was in Naaman's body.
很可能长在一个不显眼的地方。
Probably it is in a hidden part of his body.
否则患了这种传染病呢，这么强的传染病，他不可能领兵打仗了。
Otherwise, how could he continue to lead the army for a long time?
他不可能继续在人群当中出入了。
Maybe he cannot be around people.
也许乃曼用美丽的朝服或者铠甲来遮盖自己的那个病、那个羞辱。
And maybe Naaman has used his royal robes to cover his leprosy.
遮盖自己的绝望和无助。
And he was indeed feeling hopeless.
乃曼是谁呀？
Who is Naaman?
乃曼是今天的梁光烈。中国的国防部长梁光烈。
Naaman could be the 梁光烈 of China today.
乃曼是今天菲律宾的 Voltaire Gasmin.
Okay, he could also be the commander in chief of the army of the Philippines today.
但是就这样一个人，没有人能帮助他。
And yet nobody is able to help him.
甚至亚兰王跟以色列王都没有办法帮助他。
Or even the king cannot help him.
两位王都无计可施。
Both kings cannot help him.
反而是一位卑微的使女的一句话给他带来了希望。
And yet it was this very lowly servant's girl who brings hope to him.
今天我们周围有很多乃曼这样的人。
Today we also see a lot of Naamans around us.
他们外表光鲜亮丽。
Maybe outwardly, they are very prominent and happy.
他们非常的杰出，很成功。
And probably they are very successful.
他们什么都不缺。
And it seems that they lack nothing.
然而他们内心可能需要的正是你我所知道的福音。
And yet probably,In the inner part of their hearts, they need the gospel that we have.
问题是今天我们还有那个热忱去传讲这个福音吗？
But the problem is, do we still have that fervency and that fire to share the gospel?
上帝使用一位无名小卒拯救了一位元帅。
Here God has used this lowly girl to help Naaman.
今天上帝照样可以使用你我这些无名小卒。
God today can also use you and I, who are nobodies in this world,
去指引那些心里面患麻风病的人认识生命之道。
And we can show those who are lepers in their spirit to show them the right way.
问题是我们还愿意传讲这生命之道吗？
But the problem is, are we still willing to share this gospel?
你发现在乃曼蒙恩的路上出现了很多的无名小卒。
Actually, when we look at the blessed way of Naaman, a lot of nobodies are there.
这些小卒都扮演了非常重要的角色。
And yet these nobodies play a very important role.
首先我们看到乃曼的妻子这个以色列的婢女。
And therefore we see this servant's girl who was serving Naaman's wife.
然后我们看到以利沙派去向乃曼传信息的使者。
And we look at the prophet Elisha who was sharing this message to him.
再后来我们就看到劝说乃曼去河里洗的仆人。
And at the end of this section, we also see the servants of Naaman who encourage him to take a try.
乃曼的仆人，你注意那个仆人这个字呢，在原文是复数的。
And we would see that here, it is plural, Naaman's servants.
所以当时在乃曼身边至少有两个仆人。
So at least, walking beside Naaman, there must be two servants.
也就是说，在这段经文当中出现了至少四个无名小卒。
And in a sense, we can say that you are four nobodies in this section.
圣经没有记载他们的名字。
The Bible never told us their names.
但是他们都成了乃曼蒙恩的管道。
And yet, they are the means by which Naaman was blessed.
上帝不只是使用以利亚、以利沙这样大能的先知。
God not only used big prophets like Elijah and Elisha.
上帝也使用一些无名小卒。
God also used people whom people do not know.
我们今天愿意做这些无名小卒做的工作吗
？Today are we willing to do what nobodies do?
在世人眼中，可能我们人微言轻啊。
Probably in man's eyes or in God's eyes, we are young and we are not capable.
但是如果我们传讲生命之道
，and yet if we are preaching the word of life,
我们的话就有分量。
Then those words indeed are important.
人微也可以言重。
And you know with words, we can see a lot of power.
小卒也可以立大功。
And we see that as little people or nobodies, they can also do a lot of great works.
从这段经文当中，我们也看到，上帝不仅使用无名小卒，他也看重微小的事。
Today we not only see that God uses people who are lowly, but He also
也看重一些微小的事。
But we also see that God put importance on little acts or little things.
乃曼听到以色列有人可以治他的病，就去见亚兰王。
So when Naaman heard about this news, then he went to see his king, the king of Aram.
亚兰王亲自给乃曼写了一封介绍信。
And the king wrote a letter of recommendation for him.
这个信呢，信中几乎是命令以色列王必须把乃曼的病治好。
And the content of his letter seems to be a command to the king of Israel to heal Naaman.
乃曼还带了十他连德银子，还有六千舍克勒金子。
And Naaman also brought a lot of gifts.Gold and silver and clothing.
你知道照现在的那个黄金每盎司1600美金计算，六千舍克勒金子呢是多少呢
？According to the price of gold today, do you know how much all those are?
六千舍克勒金子大约是3000盎司。
It's around 3,200 ounces of gold.
所以就是大概有400多万美金。
And it's worth around $4 million.
再加上十他连德银子
and also the silver
大概就是330公斤银子
and you have 3,300 kilos of silver
也就是还有10套衣服
and then there are 10 sets of clothing
所以用今天的价值估算呢乃曼至少带了差不多500多万美金
and in a sense when we put them all together the gifts will add up to 5 million US dollars
也就是3000多万人民币
And that is 30 million renminbi.
两亿多比索
And 2 billion pesos.
乃曼带了这么多的钱财去见这个先知
And even as Naaman brought this or such a lot or such gifts to the king of Israel.
乃曼是不惜一切代价
It shows us that he is willing to pay any price in order to be healed.
该准备的他都准备了
And he has prepared everything.
后面有亚兰王撑腰
And behind him was the king of Aram.
手上有亚兰王的介绍信。
And in his hand was a letter from the king of Aram.
口袋里有几百万美金。
And in his pockets, you know, are millions of US dollars.
乃曼似乎是万无一失啊。
In a way, he is totally prepared.
然而乃曼完全错了。
And yet, Naaman was wrong.
乃曼不知道上帝的恩典不是靠钱财权势得来的。
He did not know that the blessing from God is not through the means of money.
上帝的仆人以利沙没有要他一分钱。
We see that Elisha did not ask a single penny from him.
而是派一个使者去告诉他，你去约旦河里面沐浴七次。
And Elisha just simply sent his servant and tell him to dip 7 times in the Jordan River.
你的肉就必复原，你会得到洁净。
And then his flesh will be cleansed and he will be restored.
非常简单的小事。
A very simple act.
非常容易做的小事。
Something very easy to do.
然而乃曼差点栽在这件小事上。
And yet Naaman was almost stumbled by this very little act.
第十一节说，乃曼却怒气冲冲地走了。
Because in the beginning, Naaman was very angry and he was about to leave.
当然，这其中有乃曼的骄傲。
Here we can see his pride.
那个又小又浑的约旦河有什么了不起的？
Is there anything you know that you can boast about this very probably dirty and small river of Jordan?
大马士革的河不比约旦河好很多吗？
In our country, we have better rivers and water.
想象一下，今天如果你得了麻风病，
and yet let us think of today if we have leprosy.
你去中国城见一位神医，
and you go to Chinatown and here was you know a very good doctor.
神医告诉你不要你一分钱，就告诉你去那个 Pasig River 就是那个贯穿马尼拉的那条河里面去洗七次就好了。
And that medium or a spiritist, he would just tell you to dip yourself in the Pasig River for 7 times.
你会去洗吗？
Would you wash yourself there?
我相信你可能不会去洗。
Maybe you would not do that.
不是因为那个 Pasig River 太脏太浑。
Not simply because that the river is just really dirty.
而是这个事太简单了。
But it could be because you thought that is just too easy.
太容易了。
It is just too easy.
今天我们传福音所面临的不正是同样的问题吗？
Isn't that also the case when we preach the gospel today?
许多人不愿意接受福音，不是因为这个福音没有吸引力。
Many people didn't accept the gospel. It's not because the gospel is not attractive.
而是救恩太简单了。
But people will think that salvation, if that's salvation, it's just too simple.
容易的让人没有办法相信。
It's just too simple that people could not believe it.
所以今天很多人得不到恩典是因为他们觉得恩典太容易得到了。
And today there are many people who cannot receive this grace. It's because they thought that grace is just too cheap and too simple.
如果以利沙收下乃曼所有的金银财宝，
If Elisha has accepted all the gifts of Naaman,
然后让乃曼每年到耶路撒冷朝圣10次，
And then he told Naaman to come and worship in Jerusalem for 10 consecutive years.
每次带1000头牛。
And every year it's time he came, he will bring 1,000 bulls.
带10,000只羊。
And 10,000 sheep.
乃曼可能会非常高兴。
But Naaman would be happier.
乃曼可能会欣然答应。
And probably he will just simply obey and do that.
但是在约旦河里面洗七次。太简单了吧。
But for him to wash and dip 7 times in the Jordan River is too simple and unbelievably simple.
约旦河只是一条又窄又浑的小河。
And Jordan River is just a very narrow and dirty river.
我们又何尝不犯乃曼所犯的错误呢？
Could we also be just like Naaman? We have committed such a mistake.
在一切向大看的今天，一切向大 ，big.
Okay, today.In our world, you know, people would like to talk and do big things.
我们也常常觉得，哎呀，在大教会里面侍奉才更体面。
And probably all of us would like to serve in big and mega churches.
在大都市里面侍奉才比较有成就感。
Or we want to be serving in the city churches, and that will make us feel more successful.
服侍白领才更有价值。
Or we will be serving people, you know, with the upper.Socioeconomic levels.
开一些大型的布道会才更有果效。
And we would conduct, you know, worldwide evangelistic meetings.
今天的教会，这超级教会越来越多。
Today we have a lot of mega churches.
很多教会评估一个教会的成功是看有人数多少。
Sometimes we rate a church according to the number of people or worshippers.
但是弟兄姊妹们，不要单单因为人数就羡慕大教会。
And yet we should not think that if.We have a big number, then we are a great church.
我们要看教会里的人有什么样的生命。
We must also look at the life of the people in that mega church.
弟兄姊妹，在上帝眼中有没有大事和小事之分呢？
Actually, today, in God's eyes, is there a difference or so-called a difference between big and small thing?
在上帝眼中，一个能一定赶鬼的人的分量重呢，还是一个每天在礼拜天擦桌椅然后打扫卫生的人分量重呢？
Somebody who simply, you know, dust the pews of the church every week, is he less important than someone who can perform great miracles and healings?
有时候我们眼中的大事可能在神眼中是小事。
Probably what are big to us is probably very small in God's eyes.
我们眼中的小事可能在神眼中是大事。
Or what is small to us is very big and important to God.
其实越是小事越能反映出一个人内在的心态和品格。
And actually, the smaller things that we do, then it will also reflect the kind of life that we have in Christ.
杰克有一次到一家银行去面试。
There was a person who has go to a bank for interview.
他找到董事长，然后请求被录用。
He went to the board of the president of the board.
请求被录用。
And he was asking him to use him or to employ him.
然而没有谈几句话呢，他就被拒绝了。
But just after a few exchanges of thoughts, he was rejected.
当杰克非常沮丧地走出那个董事那个办公室的大门的时候，
When this person feels so rejected and he was about to leave,
他发现那个大门口呢有一枚小小的图钉在地上。
And he found out that there was a very small piece of thumbtacks on the floor.
杰克就弯腰把那个图钉捡了起来。
And he picked up that tack,
以免伤到别的人。
So that people will not be hurt.
第二天杰克非常意外地收到了录用他的通知书。
And yet, on the next day, he was surprised to receive the notice that he was being accepted.
原来在他弯腰拾那个图钉的时候呢，恰好被那个董事长看见了。
He didn't know that when he lowered himself to pick up that thumbtacks, he was seen by the person who interviewed him.
董事长认为呢，这样一个非常精细小心的人呢，不因善小而不为，非常适合在银行工作。
And he felt that somebody who will even do such a small thing.And should be a very good employee of a bank.
所以他就这个董事长改变了主意，就录用了他。
So he changed his idea, his thought, or his decision, and hired this person.
查尔斯·狄更斯在他的作品《一年到头》中写道
：In Charles Dickens' work, he wrote.
他说：“有人问什么是天才
？”Somebody asked him, "What is talent, or who is a talent?"
Genius.
Genius.
答案是天才就是注意细节的人。
Genius are people who emphasize little things.
耶稣也说在小事上忠心，在大事上也忠心。
Jesus also said that if we are faithful in small things, we will also be faithful in big things.
在大小事上不义，在大事上也不义。
And if we are unrighteous in small things, then we will also be unrighteous in big things.
不义这个词也可以翻译成不诚实，靠不住。
We can translate the unrighteous as somebody who is not honest.He cannot be trusted.
那什么是大事，什么是小事呢？
So what are big things and what are small things?
学好神学是不是大事？
Sure.
学好神学是不是大事？ 学好神学。
If we are able to have a good theological education, is that something big?
我们的成绩拿 A 是不是大事？
When we get an A for our works, is that a big deal?
向一千人讲道是不是大事？
Or speaking to 1,000People at one time is a big deal.
很多有一病赶鬼的恩赐是不是大事？
Or if you can drive away demons, is that a big deal?
我们会认为这些是大事。
Maybe we thought.
我们会认为这些是大事。
We thought that these are big deals.
但是有一些小事，我们可能会觉得无关紧要。
And sometimes we feel that small things, probably we do not emphasize them too much.
比方说，随便拿冰箱里面的东西吃。
For example.We eat other people's food in the ref.
用网线的时候签非常潦草的名字。
Or we did not register properly before we use the internet.
考试的时候作弊。
Or if we cheat in our exams.
把亚洲周刊藏起来自己看。
Or we would hide the magazines.
早晨灵修的时候，集体灵修的时候做自己的事，不参与。
Or you do not want to participate in the group devotion in the morning.
俗话说见微知著啊，见微知著。
And we thought that this might be little things.
Small clue will reflect a big picture.
Okay.
但是恰恰在一些小事上能反映出一个人的品格。
And yet, through this small acts, it will reflect the who this person is.
我们不要以为只要我们神学好，我们会讲道，会一并赶鬼，我们就可以牧养好教会。
So we should not think that if we have learned our theology and we can preach and we can drive away demons, then we can pastor the church.
很多人是从我们生命中点点滴滴的小事上看到我们的信仰。
Actually, people may be attracted to the gospel through the little things that is manifested in our lives.
有的时候我们以为这些小事没有人会在意。
And probably you think that these small things people will not take note.
其实恰恰相反，人们非常在意一些小事。
And yet there are many times when people will take notice of little things.
因为很多时候影响我们生命的恰恰是一些点点滴滴的小事。
And probably what makes a difference are these little acts of kindness or things.
我还记得在上世纪九十年代末的时候。我的记得在上世纪九十年代末的时候，
九十年代。So, at the end of the last century,
有一次我和一位美国弟兄在中国，在国内坐公共汽车。
One time I was riding on public transport with an American worker,
a brother.
Brother.
当时那个大巴上有很多的瓜子皮啊，还有一些纸屑，非常的脏。
Okay. On that bus, on the floor.There are really lot of skin of fruits and other things.
我当时把一块糖递给这位美国弟兄，自己也剥开一块糖，然后放在嘴里。
I gave this brother a piece of candy, and I also have a piece of candy.
我就随手把那个我吃的那个糖纸呢丢在了车上。
And I just threw that candy wrapper on the floor.
这个时候我看到一个非常奇怪的动作，我在中国很少看到的一个动作。
And yet I saw something that is not usually seen in China.
我看到这位美国弟兄把那个糖纸呢，把糖放在嘴里，把糖纸呢卷一卷放在自己的包里了。
And I saw that this American brother, he take away the candy wrapper. He put the candy in his mouth, but he put the candy wrapper in his bag.
我当时有一种非常奇怪的感觉。
I feel it's something
strange.
That I've not seen before. Yeah.
如果说我感觉到东西方的巨大差异吧，这个有点夸张了。
Probably I think could it just be a difference between Asian and Western context?
但是总是感觉自己在这个洋人面前有点丢脸。
But at that time, I really feel ashamed before this Westerner.
你知道吗？从那天起，我开始慢慢学习把垃圾装在自己的包里。
Since that day, I have learned to put this little waste in my own bag.
其实人们非常在乎小事。
Actually, people put emphasis on small things.
上帝也看重一些微小的事。
And our God also emphasizes some very important but small things.
因为往往是一些小事能够反映出我们的一些内在的品格和操守。
Because many times or usually, these small things that we do.They will reflect what kind of person we are.
往往是一些小事反映出我们内在的真实心态。
And we reflect who we really are inside us.
求主帮助我们在小事上培养自己的品格。
May the Lord help us that we can develop our moral, our character, even through these small things.
如果我们说非圣的这些老师或者学生都是一些半圣人 ，half sage,
half saint,
half sage,
sage,
or saint,
yeah.If all the students and the faculty here, we are just half saints.
如果我们在这一群人当中都不能学习一些很小的一些品格的操守
，and yet if we are able to learn what is important to develop our character,
我很怀疑我们以后怎么能够去面对那个不信主的世界。
Or if we did not emphasize our character, how can we face the unbelieving world?
我很怀疑我们怎么能够去牧养那些有各种问题的人。
And how can we go and pastor a church and to help those who are in need?
耶稣说，你们的义要胜，若不胜过法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
You said that our righteousness must be over and above the righteousness of the Pharisees.
如果我们在这个神学院都不能在一些小事上赢得别人的尊重
，If we cannot gain the trust of other people in the seminary, how can we face the world?
我们到世界上怎么可能去赢得那些不信主人的尊重呢？
And how can we or demand that people in the world will respect and honor us?
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们看到小事之所以重要，是因为小事反映了我们的心态。
We know that small things are important because they reflect our character.
伊丽莎让乃曼去约旦河里面洗七次是一件非常小的事。
When Elisha asked Naaman to wash seven times in the Jordan River, it's a very small thing.
但是从小事上我们看到乃曼的态度。
And yet, through this, we see the attitude of Naaman.
所以我的第三点就是上帝赐福给谦卑的人。
So our third point today is that God will bless those who are humble.
谦卑的态度使我们蒙上帝祝福。
And Humility is the means by which we can be blessed by God.
也是我们成为别人的祝福。
And we can also become the blessing of other people.
乃曼是带着自己的骄傲和权势，带着自己的金银财宝，带着自己的主观的一些偏见去见这位先知。
Naaman has come with his pride, with his gifts, and with his biases and prejudice.
乃曼有非常高的权势。
And he also has a lot of power.
但他来到这个来见伊丽莎的时候呢，却受到了冷落。
And yet when he was before Elisha, he looks like a nobody.
没有红地毯。
And it is not his territory.
没有鲜花。
And there are no flowers to greet him.
没有仪仗队和礼炮。
And there is nothing, no pomp.
伊丽莎甚至没有出来欢迎他。
Elisha did not even come out to greet him.
只是派了一位仆人告诉他，你去约旦河里面洗七次。
Elisha simply asked his servant to tell him, go and wash seven times in the Jordan River.
乃曼这样尊贵的身份没有受到过这样的怠慢。
So such a noble person probably has never been in such a state.
圣经说他怒气冲冲地走了。
And therefore the Bible said that he was angry and he walked away angry.
乃曼说我想他必定出来见我，站着求告耶和华他神的名，在患处以上摇手，治好我的大麻风。
Naaman said,I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, wave his hand over the spot and cure me of my leprosy.
乃曼可能看到很多异教都是以这种方式治病的。
Probably in the other religions, that is how they heal people.
所以乃曼带着自己的先入之见来见这位先知。
And he has brought his own prejudice when he came to see Elisha.
因为自己的骄傲，因为自己的自我中心。
And because of his pride and his egoistic thoughts,
乃曼差一点失去得医治的机会。
He almost lost the chance or opportunity to be healed.
我们看到当乃曼几乎是无功而返的时候，幸亏他的仆人前来劝告他说。
Before he left without being healed, then we see how the servants have encouraged him.
说我父啊，先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？
My father, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it?
何况说你去沐浴而得洁净呢？
How much more then when he tells you, wash and be cleansed?
乃曼接受了仆人的劝告。
And Naaman, in a sense, humbly heard and followed the words of his servants.
当他谦卑顺服的时候，他的麻风病就洁净了。
So when he humbled himself, then he was healed.
上帝阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
We know that God rejects the proud and He gives blessings to the humble.
我相信我们可以从乃曼身上学到很多的功课。
I think today we can learn a lot of lessons from Naaman.
我们从中国到菲律宾来求学。
We came from China and we came here to be trained and equipped.
我们带着什么样的观念来求学？
What kind of attitude do we bring in order to learn here?
我们用什么样的眼光来看待这个异文化？
And what kind of perspective did we use to look at a different culture?
我们用什么样的心态去对待那些思维不同的人，思维方式不同的人？
How is our attitude toward those who think differently from us?
我想我们在那个团契里面都看到一些留学生哈，那些大学里面的留学生，他们那种态度。
Sometimes in the Chinese fellowships, you would find a lot of college students, the kind of attitude that they have.
他们居高临下的看周围的一切，居高临下。
And in a way, you know, they thought that we can see their pride.
我相信一个骄傲的人过几年之后，他不可能学到很多东西。
If you are proud, I think that you are not going to learn a lot of things.
我们带着什么样的态度来，也决定我们带着什么样的收获回去。
What we are going to reap depends on what kind of attitude we bring.
我知道在我们当中很多人来读神学之前已经在国内牧会很多年了。
Probably many of us have been pastoring for many years in China before coming to be trained.
有的人已经读过神学了。
And maybe some of us has also been theologically trained.
有些人可能刚刚跨出校门。
And probably some of us have just come out of the school.
有的人有非常丰富的职场经验。
Maybe some of us have experience in the world or in business and other professions.
有些人在非常单纯的教会环境里面长大。
And maybe you grew up in a very simple church.
我们这些不同年龄、不同背景的人在一个教室里面学习。
And for us, we are here with different age, with different background, and we learn together in one classroom.
不止对我们自己，对老师来说也是很大的挑战。
for the teachers, for ourselves, I think it's they are all a very big challenge.
你知道什么样的人最难学到东西吗？
You know, what kind of person, who cannot learn a lot of things?
不是基础差的人。
It's not because, they do not have a good foundation.
不是那些记忆力差的人。
It's not because they have poor memory.
而是思维方式过早定型的人。
There are people, whose mindset is fixed and is not willing to be changed.
一个思维方式已经定型的人很难再去吸收接纳新的知识新的观点。
If you already fixed your mindset and you are not willing to be exposed and to be changed, then surely you're not going to learn a lot of things.
我们在一个异文化里环境里面我们需要学习欣赏。
In a multicultural environment, we must, have the attitude of how to appreciate.
其实每一个国家和文化都有自己的优势和劣势。
Because in every culture, there is the plus and the minus.
我们的烹饪和美食世界有名。我们中国的烹饪和美食世界有名。
Our Chinese cuisine, it is, known worldwide.
但是我们的食品却最不安全。
And yet, it's not safe to eat, food products from China.
我们的道路越来越宽，我们的车辆动车越来越快。
And our roads have been widened, and our train, you know, is super, fast.
但是我们的车祸却越来越多。
And yet, more, we have more accidents.
我们的历史非常的悠久，上下五千年，号称。
We have 5,000 years of history.
但是我们的文明程度却并不怎么高。
And yet, the kind of mentality that we have, it's not that high.
骂街打架随地吐痰司空见惯。
It's very, common to see people just spitting here and there or quarreling with a loud voice in the street.
四星级的酒店里面都有烟味。
And, you can, find, people smoking in four-star hotels.
相反在菲律宾我们看到有很多的赤贫阶层。赤贫就是 really poverty.
Okay. In the Philippines, probably you look, you would witness that, the poor, there's a wide gap between the poor and the rich.
但是这么多年我从来没有看到过一次打架骂街的在街上。
And yet for so, the past so many years, personally I have not seen, people, you know, brawling in the street.
这里的食物比较单调。
Although, you know, the food here could be very simple.
但是至少安全。
And yet it is much safer.
这里的交通非常混乱。
The traffic here, is very confusing.
但是很少看到车祸。
And yet, there are not a lot of, accidents.
这里的吉普尼没有投币箱。
Sorry?
吉普尼没有投币箱。Coin box.
When you ride, take a jeepney, you know, there's no box wherein you put your fare.
但是司机呢一个人都能搞定。
And yet, you know, one driver, can do everything.
我相信我们在异国他乡一定有很多可以学习的东西。
I'm very sure that we can learn a lot of things in a country that is not our own.
我相信本地的学生在经历这些中国学生带来的文化震荡之外。
I'm very sure, that the local students are also suffering from cultural shock because of our, imported students.
也不要因为自己沦为少数民族而沮丧。
And yet we should not feel that we are the minorities.
因为在今天你身边有这么多的讲普通话的人
Because today all around you are people who speak Mandarin
你正好可以练习普通话
It is a good opportunity for you to learn to speak Mandarin fluently
你知道今天在国外在海外有一亿人在学习使用普通话
Do you know that, around the world today there are billions of people who are learning Mandarin
在马尼拉随便雇一个中文家教一小时要300匹贵的500到1000匹
In Manila if you want to have a good Chinese tutorYou probably need 1,500 for an hour.
在美国雇一个中文家教一小时至少要$50 to $80.
In the US, you have to spend $50 or $100 to just have an hour of tutoring for Chinese.
你们身边有很多免费的中文老师。
Where?
你们身边有很多免费的中文老师。
Oh. Well, actually, local students, you have free tutoring from our students.
你可以不花一分钱，三年之后讲一口流利的普通话。
And without spending a single cent, you will be able to speak very fluently, in Mandarin in
3
years.
无论对你以后牧会还是宣教都有好处。
And I'm very sure that this will, be very profitable, whether in the pastorate or, in missions.
因为不管你喜不喜欢，讲普通话的人在海外会越来越多。
Whether you like it or not, there will be more and more people around the world who speak Mandarin.
这个是挡不住的一个大趋势。
And it is a trend which we cannot reject.
谁让我们有14亿人口呢？
Who's to blame? When there are so many Chinese in the world, God must have loved the Chinese, that's why he made so many of them.
当乃曼谦卑下来的时候，我们看到他就经历了上帝的祝福。
And when we see Naaman's humility, then we see how God also blessed him.
当我们谦卑的时候，有很多事情也可以成为我们的祝福。
And when we humble ourselves, we can also see that we can receive God's blessing and also be a blessing to other people.
我盼望我们在飞升这几年，不只是在神学上得到装备。
I really pray and hope that in these few years, as we are being equipped and trained here,
我们更能在品格上得到造就。
That our character will indeed be built up.
我希望我们能够谦卑地向周围的人学习。
And we will be humble enough to learn from the people around us.
上帝有的时候可能会借我们的保安或者工友或者厨房的阿姨向我们说话。
And God may even use our security guards, our ground workers, and even our kitchen personnel to teach us wonderful lessons.
在飞升的两三年之后，我不知道我们能不能记住那些保安他们的名字，还有厨房阿姨的名字，甚至那些工友的名字。
So after 3 years, we still remember the names of our security guards, our ground workers, our kitchen staff.
我们每天都跟他们见面。
We saw them, we see them every day.
他们给我们看门，开门。
They opened the door, the gates for us. They
给我们天天做饭，摆盘子，洗碗。
They cook for us, they wash our dishes.
工友们天天为我们维修保养。
And the ground workers, they take care of the maintenance.
但是我们却叫不出他们的名字。
And yet, probably we do not know their names.
因为我们从来不想知道。
Because probably we do not want to know.
我们也不可能用心去记。
Or maybe we do not want to remember their names.
其实很多时候，如果我们直接叫他们的名字，再然后加一个库亚或者阿歹，他们会非常的高兴。
And actually, you know, when we talk to them and we call them brother, they will be very happy.
谦卑可以从很小的事上开始。
Humility begins from very small things.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
因为上帝使用无名小卒。
Because God used people who are nobodies.
上帝看重微小的事。
And God emphasized little things.
上帝也祝福谦卑的人。
And God also blessed the humble.
我们请林长老祷告。
Let us pray together. Father, once again, we thank you for this very familiar story which we have heard over and over again. Father, we thank you for the lessons that we have learned.From this story of Naaman. Lord, I thank you that you are God. Although you are a great God, you are glorious, and you are a wonderful God, and yet you are willing to love each one of us who are just so small in your sight. And yet we are precious to you. Father, for that we thank you. And Father, I pray that all of us in a way will emulate who you are. That even in the years that we are here, that we will allow you to mold our character. That we will humbly serve you and serve people. 亲爱的天父，我们再一次谢谢你。今天我们在你的面前实在是太微小了。但主，你却愿意很个别的来爱，来拣选我们每一个人。主，求主你让我们能够珍惜神你对我们的顾念。我们能够珍惜你所给我们的机会，能够珍惜神你给我们的恩典，好让我们能够谦卑的来服侍你，服侍人。我们能够成为我们自己得到你的祝福，也能够成为人的祝福。主啊，求你继续恩待飞升，让飞升能够继续的做得更好，能够成为一个真是神训练神工人的一个好的地方。主，我们知道今天我们不能够做什么，主啊，今天乃是你愿意在我们当中做什么。求主你给我们一个愿意的心，能够降服在你的面前，我们能够愿意让你来改变我们的思维，愿意改变我们的思想范畴，愿意让你来改变我们的生命，我们的品格，主啊，我们的嗜好，我们的欲望，主啊，但愿我们整个人是主你的圣灵来管理，来教导我们。我们这样恳切的仰望祷告，乃是奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
阿门。
阿门。谢谢。